The Bensington Society. Where the bee sucks, there suck I. In a cowslip's bell I lie. That was one of the first poems I had to learn and sing in my early school years, thanks to an English master who was besotted with Shakespeare. And at the start of Yvonne Parks's talk on bees, the memories came flooding back. No one should be able to say they don't know the importance of bees in the food chain, given the amount of airtime spent on the subject, or the acres of paper in our national journals. But I, for one, did not understand just how numerous their types were in the UK. Over 250. Or how complex their life cycle is. We all know what a bumblebee looks like, but I would guess most of us know little about solitary bees, which make up about 90% of the UK's bee population. The facts coming almost too fast for my note-taking, and certainly too many for me to cover here. Yvonne's talk was both fascinating and informative, and given by someone who obviously knows and loves her subject. So if anyone wants to know more about those fascinating and essential insects, there's a mass of information online. Also, if you fancy keeping bees, get onto the Oxfordshire Beekeepers Association website, https://obka.org.uk. Progress on the writing of our new constitution, required due to our proposed registration with the Charity Commission, continues and is all but finished, with work now starting on the associated rules. Progress is still on track to present it for approval to a short EGM later this year. We have several members who live in Dorchester, so a shout out for the St. Barinus Festival will not go amiss. It takes place from the 9th to the 12th of July at St. Barinus Church and Dorchester Abbey, with a mix of lectures, recitals and services. My two highlights are the lecture by Professor Glenn Richardson at 6:30 on Thursday the 9th, entitled Mary Tudor and Philip of Spain, and on Saturday the 11th, also at 6:30, the wonderful 1610 Monteverdi Vespers. For the full programme and ticket sales, visit thedavyconsort.co.uk. And David McGill concludes by saying, enjoy the summer.